You're listening to the Fearless Ink Podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 82, Saying versus Doing, The Writer's Dilemma. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Ink Podcast. This is the show where we explore the creative process, unlock potential within every writer. Today we're looking at a topic that is important, or should I say plagues many of us in the writing community, and that's the difference between saying what we're going to write and actually sitting down and doing it. Now, you know that feeling when you're full of ideas and enthusiasm talking about your next project or projects, but somehow those words never translate into action. We've all been there. Some of us are in that space right now. And if you've ever felt stuck in this cycle, you're not alone. You are definitely not alone. Let's talk about what we mean by saying versus doing. When we say we're going to write, we're often caught up in the excitement of our ideas. So many ideas swimming around in our heads, and we, talk with our writer friends about what we're going to do. We even post it online. We post what our upcoming projects are going to be, or, just daydream about them. And it feels productive, right? It feels like we're in the process because we're talking about it and actively putting it out. But here's the catch. Talking about our projects can create this false sense of accomplishment, right? We feel like we're making progress, but in reality, we're still stuck at the starting line. This brings us to the doing part. Doing is where the magic happens, right? It's about putting pen to paper or your fingers to the keyboard and creating something tangible. But for many of us, this transition from saying to doing is a significant hurdle. It's difficult. And we've talked about this on the podcast before about actually getting started, taking that first step to actually have something tangible. So why do we struggle with this? Why do we struggle? First, overthinking and planning. And I think I'm guilty of this. It's so easy to get trapped in the planning phase. I am the quintessential planner. I plan everything every day. I have a to-do list of things I need to do, accomplishments that I need to make for that day. And I actually get a kick out of crossing things off my to-do list. It's about accomplishment. But it's so easy to get trapped in that planning phase. You're brainstorming characters or plotting outlines, or you're trying to outline poems without ever writing a single word. Next, there's the fear of judgment. What if no one likes what I write? What if I fail? This fear can be paralyzing and keep us from taking that big step. Then there's distraction. With social media at our fingertips, it's tempting to scroll instead of write. If you're sitting at your desk, or you're at a coffee shop or in the park or something writing, and you have your phone right there beside you, it's so easy to pick it up and start scrolling social media or checking your email or just doing anything other than actually writing. And once you start scrolling and getting on your phone and doing things, time flies. An hour or maybe two has passed and you haven't written a single word on the paper, but you've scrolled and scrolled and it just gets out of hand. Lastly, we're looking at comparison. We scroll through social media and see other writers and their success stories, which can make us feel inadequate. And it really inhibits our own creative process. We all have done it. We've been on social media and we see what other writers are accomplishing and what they're doing and the books that they're putting out and the creative projects that they are in. And we start to feel jealous. We're like, well, why can't I do that? Or why am I not doing that? And then we start to feel down on what we're trying to do, and it just affects the whole creative process. But if we can recognize these pitfalls is really what they are, we can start to overcome them. Now that we've identified some issues, let's talk about how we can bridge the gap between saying and doing. First is to set realistic goals. And we've talked about this before here on the podcast, but it's about breaking your projects into smaller, achievable tasks. Instead of saying, I'm going to write a novel or I'm going to write a book of poems, try saying, I'm going to write 500 words today, or I'm going to write a paragraph today, or I'm going to write 4 lines of a poem today. Next is to find accountability. Get a writing partner or join a writer's group. I belong to a writer's group and we meet every week. And just the simple act of getting together on Zoom and being amongst other writers working on their projects online and even telling each other what projects we're working on, it holds you accountable because you don't want to go back the next week and you're still in the same spot or you haven't made any progress. So it really helps to sort of push the needle along when someone is holding you accountable. When you share your goals with someone else, it can provide that extra push. Next is to create a routine. Establish a dedicated writing time, whether it's early in the morning or late at night, but consistency is the key. Many of us have busy, busy lives and have families, have children, you have other things going on. And so you may find that getting up an hour early in the morning to write works for you, whereas someone else may find the time in the evening. It might be your lunch break at work, but be consistent, and that is going to keep you in the game. Now, let's take a look at, you know, some challenges that we know other writers have had. You know, the author J.K. Rowling, she talked frequently about rejections, many rejections that she had before Harry Potter became this global phenomenon. But she kept writing, and even when it felt daunting, she just kept going. And then there's the author Elizabeth Gilbert, who after she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, she took a step back to write for herself, just allowing her creativity to flow without the pressure of expectation. And sometimes that's what we have to do in order to get ourselves on track. But it just reminds us that every writer's journey is unique. And taking action, no matter how small, is what leads to success. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you that it's okay to struggle with the balance between saying and doing. The important thing is to take the first step. So maybe today, write just one paragraph or set a timer for 15 minutes and let your creativity just flow. But remember that the journey of 1,000 words begins with a single word. I would love to hear your experiences with this dilemma. Share your stories with me on social media or send me a message, an email. I read everything that you guys send to me and I will respond. And we can support each other in our creative journeys. That is what this podcast is here for. Thank you for joining me on The Fearless Inc. And if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and subscribe. And yes, it does matter. Until next time, take care.